ਸਤਿਨਾਮ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀਓ, ਸਤਿਨਾਮ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀਓ, ਸਤਿਨਾਮ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀਓ। ਇੱਕ ਅਦੁੱਤੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵਾ, ਓਅੰਕਾਰ ਗੁਰ ਅੰਗਦ ਅਪੇਵਾ, ਸਤਿਨਾਮ ਗੁਰ ਅਮਰ ਪਿਆਰੇ, ਕਰਤਾ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਗੁਰਵਾਰੇ, ਪੁਰਖ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਅਰਜਨ ਸੁਖਦਾਨੀ, ਨਿਰਭਉ ਹਰ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਗੁਣ ਖਾਨੀ, ਨਿਰਵੈਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਹੈ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਹਰਿ ਰਾਏ, ਅਕਾਲ ਮੂਰਤਿ ਹਰਿ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਧਿਆਏ, ਅਜੂਨੀ ਤੇਗ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਰਾਈ, ਸਹਿਪੰ ਗੁਰ ਦਸਮੇਸ ਸਹਾਏ, ਗੁਰਪ੍ਰਸਾਦ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਗੁਰ ਗਿਆਨਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਬੰਦਨ ਭਗਵਾਨਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਬੰਦਨ ਭਗਵਾਨਾ। ਬੇਸਮਾਰਿਆ ਥਾ ਗਣਤਾ ਤੋਲੈ, ਜਿਉਂ ਬੁਲਾਵਹੋ ਤਿਉਂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦਾਸ ਬੋਲੈ, ਮੂੰਹ ਕੁਚਰੇ ਸ਼ਾਸਤਰ ਖੱਟ, ਪਿੰਘ ਗਿਰਨ ਚੜ ਜਾਏ, ਅੰਧ ਲਖੈ ਬਦਰੋ ਸੁਨੇ, ਜੋ ਕਾਲ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰਾਏ, ਕਹਾਂ ਬੁੱਧ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਤੁਛ ਹਮਾਰੀ, ਵਰਨ ਸਕੇ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਜੋ ਤਿਹਾਰੀ, ਹਮ ਨਾ ਸਕਤ ਕਰ ਸਿਫਤ ਤੁਮਾਰੀ, ਆਪ ਲਿਹੋ ਤੁਮ ਕਥਾ ਸੁਧਾਰੀ, ਗਿਆਨ ਧਿਆਨ ਕਿਛ ਕਰਮ ਨਾ ਜਾਣਾ, ਸਾਰ ਨਾ ਜਾਣਾ ਤੇਰੀ, ਸਭ ਤੇ ਵੱਡਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਨਾਨਕ, ਜਿਨ ਕਲ ਰਾਖੀ ਮੇਰੀ, ਗਿਆਨ ਧਿਆਨ ਕਿਛ ਕਰਮ ਨਾ ਜਾਣਾ, ਸਾਰ ਨਾ ਜਾਣਾ ਤੇਰੀ, ਸਭ ਤੇ ਵੱਡਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਨਾਨਕ, ਜਿਨ ਕਲ ਰਾਖੀ ਮੇਰੀ। ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ, ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਦੋਨੇ ਹੱਥ ਜੋੜ ਕੇ ਫਤਿਹ ਦੀ ਸਾਂਝ ਪਾਈਏ, ਗੱਜ ਵੱਜ ਕੇ ਆਖੋ ਜੀ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਹੋਰ ਸਾਂਝ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੋਏ, ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਧੰਨ ਧੰਨ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਗੋਦ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠੇ ਹੋਏ ਮਾਤਾ ਜੀ ਵੱਲ ਧਿਆਨ ਕਰੋ, ਦੋਨੇ ਹੱਥ ਜੋੜ ਕੇ ਫਤਿਹ ਦੀ ਸਾਂਝ ਫਿਰ ਦੁਬਾਰੇ ਪਾਉਣੀ ਹੈ। ਅਰਦਾਸ ਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਸਾਂ ਬਖਸ਼ੋ, ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਬਚਨ ਬੋਲਾਂ ਗੁਰਮਤਿ ਅਨੁਸਾਰ ਹੋਵੇ, ਦਾਸ ਦਾ ਆਪਦੇ ਕੋਈ ਮਨਮਤ ਨਵੇਂ ਵਰਤਾਂ। ਸੋ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰੋ, ਇਟਸ ਮਾਈ ਹੰਬਲ ਪਲੀ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਯੂ, ਵਿਥ ਯੂਰ ਫੋਲਡਿਡ ਹੈਂਡਸ, ਵਿਥ ਯੂਰ ਅਟੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਇਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ, ਬੁਲਾ ਫਤਿਹ ਐਂਡ ਆਫਰ ਮੀ ਯੂਰ ਬਲੈਸਿੰਗ, ਸੋ ਆਈ ਕੈਨ ਪ੍ਰੋਸੀਡ ਬਾਈ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਦ ਬਾਉਂਡਰੀਜ਼ ਆਫ ਗੁਰਮਤ। ਪਲੀਜ਼ ਬੁਲਾ ਫਤਿਹ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਸਰਬੱਤ ਸੰਗਤਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਲੱਖ ਲੱਖ ਵਧਾਈ ਹੋਵੇ, ਧੰਨ ਧੰਨ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਆਗਮਨ ਗੁਰਪੁਰਬ। ਸੋ ਵੇ ਆਲ ਹੀਅਰ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਦ ਮਹਾਨ ਪ੍ਰੈਜੈਂਸ, ਮਜੈਸਟਿਕ ਪ੍ਰੈਜੈਂਸ ਆਫ ਧੰਨ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ, ਐਂਡ ਫੋਰ ਅ ਸ਼ੋਰਟ ਵਾਇਲ ਵੀ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਟਾਕ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਜੀਵਨੀ ਔਨ ਦੈਟ ਪਰਟੀਕੁਲਰ ਡੇ ਦੈਟ ਵੇ ਆਲ ਹੀਅਰ ਟੂ ਸੈਲੀਬ੍ਰੇਟ। ਇਨ 1469 ਦ ਪਲੇਸ ਇਜ਼ ਰਾਏਭੋਇ ਕੀ ਤਲਵੰਡੀ, now which lies in Pakistan and has been renamed as Nanakana Sahib, rightfully so. So Khalsa ji, when Pandit Haridayal had been given the duty by Baba Kalyan Chand, Baba Kalyan Chand is the father of Tan Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, he had been given the duty to name Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and he didn't come up with the name right away either. He had to contemplate and think about it for a while. It is said that 13 days he thought about it and came back. He knew that this child is no ordinary child, and he has to be named in a very meticulous manner and very carefully with proper thought. He meditated, he thought about it, and he came back. And the name that he presented before Baba Kalyan Chand, initially Baba Kalyan Chand, the father of Guru Nanak Dev Ji, had rejected when he heard the Shabd Nanak. But he said that don't reject it so fast. Let me tell you the meaning. Now Khalsa ji, this Shabd is what we hear through Tan Sri Guru Granth Sahib ji, regardless if it's our first Guru or our fifth Guru. It's the same Jot. Jot Roop Har Aap Guru Nanak Kahayo. So Khalsa ji, Nanak Shabd, the translation that I've shared before here as well, is na jo nar nikalda. Nar meaning the complete being. The complete being. The complete being that na ak, that will have no pain. He will never have any pain, but he will take away the pain of the world. He has no suffering, but he'll relieve the others of suffering. That was one translation, and that's the translation Pandit Haridayal gave. But we know that the depths of Gurbani are only appreciated by those that do abhyas. It's as if, just like a fish, you dive deeper in, you'll find that the depth, it grows greater and greater, and you'll not know its limits. Another translation that I've heard is from the Nirmal Sampradaya. They said, Nanak. Translation, Na Anekta. What does that mean? The one that doesn't look at everybody in a different light. He looks at him in the same light, without anekta, without various forms. He sees the same inside everybody, and then he says, Ek tuhi, ek tuhi. What does that mean? He sees God residing in everybody. And Tan Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Sache Pasha comes to the academy, and the beautiful Hukamnama that comes with the Sirlekh of Guru Nanak Dev Ji. It's Mahalla Pahla and it's Aarti. And what does Maharaj Ji say in Aarti? Sab mein jot, jot hai soi, tis te chanan, sab mein chanan hoi. That Guru Maharaj Ji looks upon everybody. He doesn't look upon everybody as different. He sees the same supreme being sitting within every heart. Kat kat mein. He sees everybody with the same light of Paramatma. And what is the essence of Paramatma, the qualities that Guru Nanak Dev Ji has described in Japji Sahib that you all read? Sat, Sohan, Sada Man Chao. Sat means Sat. He's the truth. He's the reality. This is a false reality that you see before yourself. Sat, Sohan. Sohan, he's pure consciousness. We're conscious beings. You're listening in consciousness. But the ground for your consciousness is Paramatma, who's pure consciousness. Sat, Sohan, Sada. Sada means he's eternal. He's eternal. He has no origin and he's forever. And Man Chao means that he's pure bliss. These pleasures you see, that bliss of Paramatma outlives those pleasures. Paramatma's bliss cannot be even compared to these worldly pleasures. So Khalsaji, I want to share with you, at that time in 1469, when Guru Nanak Dev Ji was about to enter into the world. Well, at that time, there was a dai. Before Guru Maharaj Ji's agman coming, there was a dai or a midwife that had come up to Baba Kalyan Chand. And she had said to Baba Kalyan Chand that, Dekho, I've delivered a lot of children and I'm flattered that you've asked me, but you know, in return, if there's a safe delivery, if everything proceeds in a safe manner, then I expect something given to me in return. That I expect a certain amount of wealth that'll do me good, because the winter months are coming up and my children need to eat. I need to have warm clothes and so do my children. So I take it that if everything proceeds perfectly, then you bring this wealth to me. She had done this and she would beg in this manner. Anytime she would go and perform the service, she would ask for those, for a lot of money, depending on which household that she would go to. So her name is Dolta. And she's a midwife. That's why she's recognized as a dai. Well, at that time, because we've shared the prasang of Guru Maharaj's avatar, when at that time in 1469 in Raipur ki Talwandi in the house of Baba Kalyan Chand, it's reached, it's dark outside, it's coming to approximately 4 o'clock, it's at Amrit Vela, and inside a room they have Ashtdeep, Ashtadip is eight lights lit up. And when Guru Maharaj is just about to enter into this world now, just to enter into the world, who's going to bring Maharaj into this world and touch Guru Nanak Dev Ji first? It's going to be Daulta Dai. But now something happens. Something happens. She starts to see the child. Then all of a sudden, a light, a radiant light, becomes so hard that her eyes can't tolerate it, and she's blinded by it. Though she keeps her hand in the same position that she would bring the child into this world, and then what happens is from her experience, she delivers the child, but still being blinded by the light. She brings the child in. She doesn't see the child because the light's too much for her to tolerate. And now from the touch of the child, the touch of this blessed child, what happens? She feels a sensation go from her hand, move all the way through her body. And when it comes up to her head, to her mind, she finds a peace that she's never ever recognized before. Daulta Dai still carries on the service, doing so. And then after feeling that, she goes to look down as she notices that light is dimming a little. Now those eight lights that were surrounding them, that's nothing compared to the light that she saw at that time. And when at that time, that light started to dim down a little bit, and she sees the form of a child, what did she see on the child's face? That the child's happy. The child's smiling. The child's happy and smiling. And now the child opens his eyes and looks at Daulta Dai. And when she makes eye contact with the child, as the child laughs, she's taken back. She's overwhelmed. And this experience is too much for her that she gives the child to another woman that's also assisting, and they tend to the child. But she's trembling, she's shaking. She leaves the room and then goes and finds a wall and comes down and sits down, and tears start gushing through her eyes. Baba Kalyan Chand notices this woman has come out. It's Daulta Dai. He comes over for the good news, but he notices she's crying. So a bit of concern naturally comes across Baba Kalyan Chand. Why is she crying? Well, as at that moment, Daulta Dai saw that Baba Kalyan Chand was coming, so she collected herself, wiped away her tears, and she said to Baba Kalyan Chand, "Congratulations, you're the father of a newborn boy that has a radiant face." Baba Kalyan Chand was so excited in his heart. He quickly ran back to his room, grabbed wealth, put it on a plate, and he brought it before Daulta Dai. And he says, "Leo Daulta, hath karo dunne. Now put your hands together. I want to reward you." And he takes this money, and just before he's about to pour it, he notices that Daulta Dai responds and says, No, I'm not going to accept this." Now Baba Kalyan Chand sees that she's refused this money. He thinks in his head, well, it's not enough. She wants more. But that wasn't it. When he goes back and he says, "Don't worry, I'll bring more," Daulta Dai says, "No, Mehta." Because he was an accountant and people recognized him as Mehta, Baba Kalyan Chand. She says, "Mehta, no, I'm fulfilled. I'm fulfilled." He says, "I don't understand. How are you so fulfilled? You just did a service and you're not collecting any money in return. I'm fulfilled because your child came into this world." And she explains, and there's talks taken from Suraj Prakash that actually translate this. And she said that at that time, when I saw light emerge coming from your child. Now this is no light that you can get from electricity. This is light of the Creator. The same light that Guru Gobind Singh Ji says, "Jagat Jot Japai Nisbasar." Jagat Jot, the Lord, the light of pure consciousness. That's the light that emerged from Guru Nanak Dev Ji. And she says, at that time, when I saw that light dim down, and I saw your child smiling back at me, well, at that time, I experienced that it's no child looking back at me. It's some supreme being that has looked into me, not superficially, has gone into my heart and read what I've done in my whole life. And I tell you, I've grown up coming to the Gurukar and hearing Kathaya Bhajiks tell over and over again, those that come into Guru Nanak Dev Ji's Sharan, they're not left empty-handed. Here's a woman that spent her whole life going door to door and getting money in her hands. But today the Creator Himself has taken up a form and come into her hands. Daltandai, now I ask you, that blessed woman who has held Guru Nanak Dev Ji in her hands, what hasn't she received? She has been fulfilled. And she tells Baba Kalyan Chand, people call me Dolta. You know what Dolta means? It means wealthy. If I was so wealthy, why would I go keep asking? There's a thirst in me. There's still a hunger. No matter how much wealth I've collected, this thirst has not been quenched. I've gone door to door. But sagal dwar ko shaad ke, finally, she has found the right door. And in that door, Guru Nanak Dev Ji blessed this woman. Who knows how many pichle janam di tapasya, she got the service to see Guru Nanak Dev Ji first in this life, hold Guru Nanak Dev Ji in her hands, and then Guru Nanak Dev Ji greets her with a laugh. She says, it was a powerful being who saw inside me, and I've delivered a lot of children. And that was the reason you asked me to come to your home. I've seen children cry, and that is explained according to Gurbani. Liv shutki lagi trisna maya amar vartaya. A child cries jadon di liv tut jandi hai parmatma ton. But this is Parmatma. Parmatma has come, and she says that I've delivered a lot of children, but today I saw a child smile back at me, and I received an answer that na kar kar jaake na mang. Jo vi mangna is tu hi mango, kise aur tu nahi mangna. You're not going to ask from anybody else. You ask only from the Creator. The first person who saw Guru Nanak Dev Ji in his form that he took up in Talwandi was Dolta Dai, and she was reformed. The first person that felt Guru Nanak Dev Ji, Guru Nanak Jin Sunya Pekhya Se Fir Gurbaz Na Paryare. The people that have seen Guru Nanak Dev Ji and have heard Guru Nanak Dev Ji, they will not fall into the womb again. Soko Talagur Seviye Anis Sahaj Subhai Darsan Parsiye Guru Ke Janam Marin Dukh Jaye. How is she going to feel the pain of being born and dying again? She's felt Guru Nanak Dev Ji. You can feel Guru Nanak Dev Ji. Shabda Khut Baba Nanak. Guru Nanak Dev Ji is not gone. Guru Nanak Dev Ji spoke in Mahalla Pehla with the Sallekh of Aarti today when Guru Nanak Dev Ji came and gave the Hukumnama. Maharaj is here today. You're sitting in his lap. Khalsa Ji, this is a time to rejoice. There's Pandit Hardayal who's trying to find the perfect name. And then there's Dolta Dai whose tears of joy have welled up in her eyes because she's found her purpose. From that day forth, she didn't beg from anybody. She called to Guru Nanak Dev Ji if she needed anything. So Khalsa Ji, that's as much as I wanted to share with you today. Any day When we get to rejoice in Guru Maharaj Ji's charan, it's a day that we've been blessed. Ab pichle karms, who knows, Khalsa Ji? When we look at karms, karmi ave kapda, it literally is like a kapda woven together. Who knows how many lives and which karms have been taken out that you've been all woven together as Sangat today, at this time. But you've been woven together, but that doesn't necessarily mean that everybody will benefit from the presence. It's who that puts their mind in Guru Nanak Dev Ji's feet that will benefit. Je patar banoge na, if you become deserving of Maharaj's blessings, you'll receive it. Otherwise, Maharaj's blessings are all on you. Those that want to take it, they can take it. So forgive me if I made any mistakes. I know I make a lot of mistakes when I do talk, but I wanted you to gain your appreciation, hopefully, that you can take with you. Now you're going to be able to listen to the same bani that you do in your Nitnam Japji Sahib in Kirtan form. And then after, I hope all of you stay, because then in Rabab, in the same instrument that followed Guru Nanak Dev Ji in the hands of Pai Mardana, it's going to be done as a solo. And you'll be able to hear that Rabab, that one point when it was brought before Guru Nanak Dev Ji, it was stirred by Pai Mardana and it played itself. And it said, Tan Guru Nanak, tu hi nirankar, tu hi nirankar, tu hi nirankar. Japo, Tan Guru, tu hi nirankar, tu hi nirankar, tu hi nirankar. Tan Guru, tu hi tu hi nirankar, tu hi nirankar. Tan Guru Nanak, tu hi nirankar, tu hi nirankar. Guru Maharaj Ji da bachan hai, aap nirankar aakar hai. It's when the Nirankar, the formless Lord, took up a form, Akar, and came to this world as Tan Guru Nanak Dev Ji. Pulchuk Khima, if I made any mistakes, forgive me. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.